Ethiopia has split once before. In 1993, Eritrea, which Ethiopia had annexed in 1962, voted to secede after a decades-long war for its independence. That break was not a clean one. Another war between Ethiopia and Eritrea followed in the late 1990s, after which Eritrea retreated into isolation, militarization, and paranoia, becoming a sort of North Korea on the Red Sea. Ending the hostility between Eritrea and Ethiopia, officially accomplished as recently as 2018, was considered such a feat of diplomacy that it won Ethiopia's recently arrived Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, the Nobel Peace Prize.
I was a young soldier when war broke out between Ethiopia and Eritrea. I witnessed firsthand the ugliness of war in frontline battles. There are those who have never seen war, but glorify and romanticize it. They have not seen the fear. They have not seen the fatigue. They have not seen the destruction or heartbreak, nor have they felt the mournful impotence of war after the carnage. War is an epitome of fail for all involved.
Ahmed may now face another test of his diplomatic capacities to stop another portion of Ethiopia setting up shop on its own. This week, the Ethiopian state of Tigray held elections despite instructions from the federal government not to.
The federal government preferred to postpone the election because of the COVID-19, but the people of Tigray know that the reason for postponing the election is not COVID-19. We believe that it's political than the health issue. So, and we know how much we paid for such an election to happen or to occur. And the government, the people of Tigray have paid the lives of 60,000 people. We don't want to pay lives in order to have the constitution that we have already. So we know that this is a threat to the constitution that we have it some 20 years back.
Tigray is Ethiopia's northernmost region, lying along what is now the westernmost stretch of the border with Eritrea. That Tigray has issues with the government in Addis Ababa can be gleaned from the briefest survey of the composition of Ethiopia's national parliament, the House of People's Representatives. Of its 547 seats, 512 are occupied by the Prosperity Party, a unity coalition assembled late last year by Abiy Ahmed. The other 35 are held by the Tigray People's Liberation Front, and now more than ever, there might be a clue in the name. To understand how we got here, a brisk yomp through the TPLF backstory is probably in order. The TPLF was founded in 1975, shortly after the military coup in Addis Ababa, which overthrew Emperor Haile Selassie and installed the brutal Leninist junta, which became known as the Derg.
A nation in mourning. It was only 2 years ago that people were able to give vent to the grief that shadowed every family during the 17 silent years of fear under the regime of Mengistu Haile Mariam. These are the relatives of Mengistu's first victims, members of Haile Selassie's imperial government, executed without trial in November 1974, the year Mengistu began his blood-stained rise to power.
The TPLF spent its formative years waging war against the Derg and, as is the way of revolutionary movements, other Tigrayan revolutionary movements. When the Derg was finally toppled in 1991, the TPLF were at the forefront of the forces which changed the regime, and they made certain to stay there. Though members of the Tigrayan ethnic group account for barely 6% of Ethiopia's population, the TPLF was a huge influence on Ethiopian politics in the subsequent decades. It was a dominant part of the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front, the coalition which governed from the fall of the Derg until Abiy Ahmed dismantled it last year and reassembled it as the Prosperity Party, in which the TPLF declined to participate, possibly as a response to Abiy Ahmed's purging of Tigrayan elites from the positions of power to which they had grown accustomed. Ethiopia was scheduled to hold general and regional elections on August 29th, but these were postponed by the House of People's Representatives back in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. When Tigray announced its intention to hold its own election regardless, Parliament's upper house, the House of Federation, ruled the decision unconstitutional. So, legally speaking, the results will be void. The Tigrayan election appears, therefore, a theatrical provocation. It will make no difference to the governance of Tigray. The TPLF already hold power locally and would have kept it until the originally scheduled election could be held safely. And if the TPLF believed there was any danger they'd lose the election they are holding, they wouldn't be holding it. They are making a statement and daring those to whom the statement is addressed to overreact.
There is a sharp opposition against the federal government and some forces, political forces in the country. So there is a huge frustration and there is mistrust, political mistrust.
The TPLF may also be calculating that Ethiopia's national leaders are distracted by more pressing problems. It is only weeks since hundreds of people were killed and thousands displaced following the murder in Addis Ababa of the popular singer and activist Hakalu Hundessa. Much of that violence appeared sectarian in nature. Ethiopia's federal authorities appear determined to ignore Tigray's impertinence as far as possible, but there is an unmistakable nervousness behind this resolve. Tigray is not the only part of Ethiopia which feels it has an identity of its own. If Tigray gets away with this and or any other expressions of autonomy it may be considering, then Amhara, Oromia, Somali and other intermittently restive regions might also fancy their chances. There are widespread worries that the end of the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front hegemon has uncorked a fizzing ethnic nationalism. Last November, the people of the Sidama region in Ethiopia's south voted overwhelmingly to become Ethiopia's 10th regional state.
This is a special day for me today. I will be recognized for my identity. I am so happy today that I got up at 4:30 a.m. to vote.
Tigrayan authorities have stated that any attempt to interfere in their election will amount to a declaration of war. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has dismissed speculation about any military response by federal authorities as insane talk and has also ruled out cutting Tigray's budget. It is far from clear, however, that those seeking to consolidate power in Tigray with this election share his willingness to climb down. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.